so nice to finally meet you.
Spider-Man.
You're Nick Fury.
Put some clothes on. Let's go for a ride.
Awesome!
We got gifts, Parker, but we have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
You're all alone. Your friends are in trouble. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to start talking about Spider-Man Far From Home. That's what I'm going to do about it. Well, welcome guys to Extremely Geeked Out Podcast. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and kudos to Kyle Jones, host of Disgusting Comics Podcast. He is the one who managed to give me the intro, which is basically the Far From Home trailer clip. So I just try to mix it up a little bit and try to make it kind of an intro type feel to it. And big thanks to him for that one. So today's episode is going to be about Spider-Man Far From Home. And you know what? I'm going to have to say this is by far the best Spider-Man movie yet. It was just a fun, entertaining, thrilling, adventurous movie. It was just a joyride, you know. So it gave you everything. It was such a good follow-up movie after Endgame. Like, Endgame was, of course, like the big pinnacle of all the MCU movies, right? It's like the final chapter. So having Far From Home coming right after that, it flowed, you know, kind of transitioned kind of quite well with the Endgame, you know, giving you a whole, you know, a ground level perspective of what happened after that, you know. And and they mention about it. You know what? Before I even continue, if you have not watched Spider-Man Far From Home and you're listening to this, pause it, watch the movie, then continue to listen to this episode. Because there's going to be some spoilers. There's going to be some serious spoilers, okay? So, you've been warned. Okay, have you watched it yet? Great, awesome. So, let's get back into it. So, the movie takes place where it kind of gives you a little explanation about, you know, what happened, of course, after Endgame. And when Hulk snapped his fingers, everybody was back, you know, came back from being turned into dust, basically. And, what they called it in the in Far From Home, they called it the blip. So everyone who were killed off comes back as their original self. You know, they didn't age at all. Granted, the people who didn't disappear, lived on their lives, they aged, of course, because 5 years passed and so on and so forth. You get the idea. Anyways, but you get the whole perspective on a ground level of what all happened after Endgame. Also, the funny part was that the tribute that Peter's high school did for the Avengers that died during Infinity War and Endgame. It was, you know, kind of sweet but funny at the same time, with Whitney Houston using Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You" song and, you know, just that little montage of, you know, pictures of Tony, Captain America, the Vision, and Black Widow, you know, it was quite hilarious. But going on, it was such a good movie, man. I love Tom Holland as Peter Parker and Spider-Man. I think he is such a whole new version that we haven't gotten to see yet. We've been wondering how could MCU bring, you know, Spider-Man and Peter Parker into the MCU and not kind of do the same thing, you know. And what I like about Tom Holland as Peter Parker or Spider-Man is that, of course, he's young, so therefore we never really got to see Spider-Man be a kid, which that's what he started out as, like, being a kid when he was 16 in the comic book. So we haven't really got that. We really only got him when he's like in the tail end of his, you know, high school career, and we're getting like a full spectrum of that. And he brings such a youthful element to the character. He's doing like these things that is clearly meant for being for an adult, but, you know, he's doing it in his best abilities. But you're constantly reminded that he's just a kid, and he's gonna make some mistakes, and he's gonna make kid decisions. You know, he's not fully understanding, you know, such a great responsibility. You know, he's really in the journey of, great power comes with great responsibility. He's going through that phase. So I thought that was really cool. That's what I like about Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, aka also known as Quentin Beck. Oh man, I liked him as the villain, man. It was fun. I think it was such a good follow-up of the previous villain, which was the Vulture in Homecoming, you know, because Michael Keaton is an awesome actor and he smashed it as a villain. And you bring in Jake Gyllenhaal, who's also a good actor, and he kills it as a villain. A lot of people thought that, you know, it's funny. It's how the whole trailers before this movie came out, how the trailers perceived him as being a hero, and it made you think that he was from another universe. And we're thinking, oh, this is awesome. They're gonna introduce the multiverse, which is all great and all. But I mean, here's the thing. This is what we're dealing with. Mysterio, who is like the biggest trickster there is, next to Loki, you know. So this his natural ability is to play tricks on your mind. So he's the greatest con artist. So there's somewhere in the line, he is not telling all of the truth, you know, whether he's lying about the multiverse or lying about, you know, who he really is. You know, maybe he is from the, you know, multiverse, and but he's not saying who he really is, you know what I'm saying? But turns out all of it was a lie. You know, he's not really a hero, and he's not really from another alternate universe. In fact, he's just a petty, you know, he's very petty. Quentin Beck is a very petty character. And for him to be disgruntled about Tony Stark. And you know something? This kind of helped. You know what? This kind of puts Tony Stark and MCU in a whole different light. Like, we got to see him learn from mistakes, of course, but it seems as though if he was learning to make, you know, learn from his mistakes, it seems that he was making more mistakes as he's going along. Case in point in Civil War. Like, he's trying to make himself, he's trying to do right, but in the same process, he's really hindering himself by really making more enemies. And it explains that in the movie about how Quentin Beck used to work for Tony. He was one of his associates, and he created the hologram in Civil War that Tony Stark was distributing when he was young. And that moment, he was with his parents for the last moment before they went off and died. Was killed by, and evidently ended up being killed by the Winter Soldier. But he ended up using that hologram, that stuff, which he called it barf. So he uses, that's how Mysterio becomes using his tricks, his illusions. He's using that hologram stuff. And, you know, it was Jake Gyllenhaal really did a good job as Mysterio. It's a shame that he was killed off. Or is he? I don't know. He just did that good of a job. They did such a good job to sell who Mysterio really is. He's constantly playing tricks on your mind, even when he's losing, you know? And he's always got to have the last laugh, you know? So, The movie is really good. I don't see, if you did not like Far From Home, if you didn't like it, it's that fine. You know, fine. I mean, that's your opinion, but I don't see how why you wouldn't. Unless you mean you being overcritical, I think, yeah, but, you know, but this movie was just a fun movie. It was just a fun, good movie, and just a great new, you know, it's a whole new chapter for Spider-Man, and it makes you so excited to know what's going to happen, what was going to happen in the next movie. But just to backtrack a little bit, let's talk. I want to talk a little more on. Let's talk a little bit more about the movie, because the movie was good. The movie was just good, right? So I like how they put Nick Fury into this movie. It seemed like as if he was off his game. It's, you know, something just didn't seem right about Nick Fury in the movie. It just, like, he was, like I said, he was just off his game. He didn't have anything, which makes sense because S.H.I.E.L.D.'s down. The Avengers are at best not around anymore. They're kind of in shambles after Endgame, you know, because Thor's off world. Captain Marvel's doing her own thing again. Captain America's old, you know, so you know, the Avengers, he doesn't have the Avengers anymore, so he doesn't have anybody other than, you know, tactical soldiers or whatever, you know, off, you know, field agents, and he has Maria Hill. That's it. That's all he has. He doesn't have the Triskelion or helicarriers, nothing like that anymore. He's basically working from the ground below, you know, from the ground up. He's back at square one again. So we thought, you know, then later on you find out that Nick Fury wasn't Nick Fury at all. And it's just like, aha, that makes sense why he wouldn't actually act the way he's supposed to. It turns out he was, like I said, he wasn't being a Skrull. So child, I believe he was Talon, and Maria Hill was Talon's wife. So, and come to find out, he's off world as well. Which ended up being the post credit scene. Mid credit scene was awesome, and jaw dropping at the same time. They kept the original actor of J. Jonah Jameson, which I loved it. I applaud that part. That part was amazing. Like, he's one of the faces, one of the actors that you just cannot see anyone else play. Like Chris Evans as Captain America, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Christopher Reeves as Superman, you know, Michael Keaton, but that's debatable. A lot of everybody's got their own version of Batman. But anyways, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you really could not replace him with someone else. And for them to put him back, bring him back for that, bravo. Bravo, Marvel Studios. Bravo, Sony Pictures. Bravo. And Zendaya as MJ, which was like, she like killed it. I actually liked this character, MJ, which I don't think she really is like the MJ that we know, Mary Jane, but because I believe she's preferred as Michelle, or she's called Michelle in Homecoming, but she's preferred as MJ. But she really did a smashing job as MJ. She didn't play that typical, oh, help me, Peter type character. She wasn't defenseless. She was take charge, you know, when things started to go down. And you know, she seems to be more of an asset to Peter now, because how she kind of just basically figured out who Peter was, you know. So yeah, Zendaya did a good job as MJ. What to expect in the third film, I don't know. I really don't know. It's nothing really good. After Quentin Beck made that big reveal, like just framing him and then telling him, oh, by the way, Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And it's like, what? Oh, snap. Like, this is ground shaking. And this kind of like almost like, in a sense, kind of puts his Civil War arc in a full circle, like, because this all happened in Civil War, where when he, well, in the comic books, he in Civil War, he kind of willingly revealed his identity, but when he did that, MJ, Mary Jane, or Aunt May, they, all of them, took the, you know, the backlash of that, because everybody was coming after Peter Parker. Everybody was coming after all the ones that he cared about, you know. So you know, there's just going to be some serious drama, unless they kind of clear it up and say, you know, they kind of, oh, yo, you know, that's not really what happened. He didn't really kill Quentin Beck. You know, this is all a ruse. Calm down, everybody. Spider-Man's not really Peter Parker. He was just angry and he was trying to lash out. Whatever, move on. Maybe that's what that's going to happen in the third one, but we'll see. But they might use this. But I'm curious on which villain is going to use this to their advantage. I'm really curious on that. Like, who's going to be his next villain that's going to really use this as a footstool to get at Peter Parker in Spider-Man back at home. I don't know what they're gonna call the third movie, because it seems like they're using the home as a subtitle thing. You know, Homecoming, Far From Home. I'm back at home from Europe. I don't know. I don't know. But you know, it was just a fun movie, man, and he had to enjoy it. He just had to enjoy this movie, and just not get too all wrapped up in, you know, complete accuracy, because the first movie wasn't accurate at all. I mean, story wise accurate, it wasn't accurate at all. So to say that, you know, the second movie is not accurate, that's fine. I mean, if you can just tell a good story, that's all that matters, right? Right? It doesn't have to be word for word, page for page, you know, scene for scene. You know, so it calm down, everybody, if you don't like this movie. Calm down. It's not that serious. But what do I give this movie? I have to give Spider-Man Far From Home, from 1 to 10, I give it a 9, 9.5. Yeah, 9.5. It's a 9.5, yeah, because like I said, there's no such thing as a perfect movie, unless it's Endgame. But it is, man. It's a few minor things that I probably didn't like. It's probably because I may have missed a certain information in the movie, and it was Brandon, the character Brandon, if I'm saying his name. It's either Brad or Brandon, but he was the older gentleman, or better yet, he was one of Peter's friends during the first movie, who was a teenager, but he was one of the kids that survived during Infinity War. So 5 years later, he's grown up. He's now an adult now, a young adult now, and he's still in high school, which was weird. That is just weird. But the weird part is, I'm not sure if that he just grew up, or he just had a serious growth spurt. I don't know. That's what's so confusing. But the weird thing is that he seems like an adult, and he has a crush on a 16-year-old girl. I thought that was weird, but I'm hoping that I misunderstood that moment in that movie. Hopefully he just had a growth spurt or something like that. If not, shame on you, Marvel. Shame on you, Sony, for that. Shame on you. Because that was just creepy. That's just creepy. A 20-year-old talking to a 60-year-old. No. That's just wrong. My other one is, I kind of wish they would have kept Quentin Beck alive. I just wish they would have kept him alive. But the good thing is that another character could pick up the mantle of Mysterio. That's the good thing about that. If I'm not mistaken, the person that took on the mantle in the comic books was in the movie too, if I'm not mistaken. But I would have loved to see Jake Gyllenhaal come back as Mysterio. But then again, as I said earlier, he may not be dead. I don't truly believe everything that I saw that actually happened. He might be alive. He might be still alive. Otherwise, his people that worked for him probably sent that off, or he probably sent that off moments before he died. But if I remember correctly, that footage was wrong. because some of the things that he said was kind of not word for word, or it wasn't in order. It seemed like someone kind of edited and to their means. But he might not be dead. Now, I'm really not all that convinced that, you know what? Yeah. You know, I kind of convinced myself that Quentin Beck's not completely dead yet. Yeah. I don't think he's dead yet. I think he's kind of still alive. Yeah, it's a 9.5, man. If you haven't seen Far From Home, one, sorry if I spoiled it for you, and I hope that still makes you, hope you still want to go see it. And two, you're in for a treat. You know, you're in for a treat, man. This, like I said, this is like by far the most fun, the best Spider-Man movie that is out yet. It tops the first one, yes. It tops the second movie. It tops The Amazing Spider-Man. It tops The Amazing Spider-Man 2. It tops Homecoming. It tops, which it should have done. You know, it's its own sequel. So, yeah. You have to go see this movie. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. It doesn't have to be better than Endgame. I don't think it was better than Endgame. It didn't have to be better than Endgame. But I would say that this is definitely a great follow-up after Endgame. This is a great follow-up movie after Endgame. It makes you so much excited for the third movie and other Marvel movies as well. It's a shame. This is the last Marvel movie of the year. Well, crud. I mean, well, we got the Joker movie coming up, so I mean, it's not a Marvel movie, but still, I mean, I have that. And the Star Wars movie too, so that, yeah, it's not so bad. Yeah, this year ain't so bad. Yeah, that's it, man. That's all I got. So I'm gonna cut it off right here, and just want to say thank you for listening, and yeah, man, to see you guys next week. What I'm going to talk about, comic books stuff related, who knows? That's what makes it so fun. It makes you more excited to figure out what's going on next week. Even I don't know what I'm going to talk about coming up in the next couple of weeks, man. That makes it more exciting, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, guys, click that like button, man. Or not click that like button. Or just click the thumb down. Let me know what you thought about this episode, you know. Also, you can find me on Instagram. You know, just if you want to see what's going on behind the scenes and stuff. Also, on Twitter, if you want to come have a couple of conversations. And also, follow me on Facebook as well. Also have a group which is called Extremely Geeked Out Community. Also, if you need to contact me personally, my email is mailusgeeks@gmail.com. That's mailusgeeks@gmail.com. So yeah, you guys be blessed, and see you guys next time. Peace. And before I go, guys, I wanted to give you a little word of encouragement for those who are either are podcasters, newly podcasters, or someone who is interested in becoming a podcaster, just, you know, follow through what you want to do, you know. For one, if you know you got this really cool idea, like I said, if you, like, you had this really cool idea, go for it, man. But just make sure if it's something that is much like what I'm doing, like, it's about comic books, there's a billion types of podcasts about comic books and comic book stuff related, pop culture, anything like that. So you got to find a way to differentiate yourself from the others. What makes you so different from that genre of podcast, you know? Also, just be yourself. Yeah, just be yourself. Don't try to make a stage or a personality that is, you know, for a fact isn't you. Because, I mean, one day you may go into a Comic-Con or whatever, some kind of public event, and people are going to see you and they're going to expect you to be the person that's on the mic. You get what I'm saying? So, like I said, just be yourself. You know, so, and never be afraid, and also take your time with it and everything, whether, you know, from recording and just finding the time, you know, like finding time to record and just finding the right content for your stuff as well. Don't rush into it. Just make sure all the pieces are in order before you go. And to touch back on recording, if it's something that you don't really feel comfortable posting, don't do it. Don't do it. You want to make sure what you're putting in is good enough. That's up to your standards. And if it's not, then don't do it. Even if it is on a certain deadline, your listeners would understand if you have to postpone, or, you know, just reschedule something, you know, to make sure you're getting the right quality for your listeners. Be original, which was, like I said earlier, be yourself. Find the find whatever content that is, you know, suiting to you, and make it stand out. That's where I'm going at with that. Just make it stand out. And also, word of mouth. Yeah, man, word of mouth, it helps along the way. Interactions with other podcasters, building a relationship with others, with your guests, those things like that definitely build up your audience, your fan base, and just properly, and just using your social media properly, that, you know, will definitely help as well, to gain ground. Granted, I'm not where I am, but the tools I've used, learning from other people, has definitely helped me out, and I hope this advice definitely will help you as well. That's it. Thanks for listening, as always, and just keep tuning in, because it's gonna be a fun second half of this season 2, without a doubt. So you guys be good, and see you next time.